Dabentaidao, Mishnah Dao, Zarsa, Yamuto, Achamisha Tarsa, or Achamate Pandir. As those that were laying down on five benches lined up next to each other, or on five couches lined up next to each other, and these couches were made for lying down besides being made for containing things. The Orphan Kmein, the Rock Bantar, if the Zarsa was laying down lengthwise, on the benches or couches, even if he was only laying down on one of them, but probably rolled around in his sleep and ended up laying on all of them, in such a case, all five are Tame, would become Tame Mishkav Umoshav, would be an Avatuma, as is of his Mitame Mishkav Umoshav, thing that he lays down on or sits down on. But if his up was laying down with ones, on these benches or couches, in such a case, they are charged, they do not become Tame from Mishkav Umoshav, the reason being in the portion explained. In order to become Tamei Mishkav Umoshav, the Zav needs to have a majority of his body laying down on it. And in this case, since he's laying down with one, on all five benches or all five couches, he doesn't have the majority of his body laying down on any one of them. So therefore, they're all tar as opposed to the case, where he's laying down lengthwise, but there he has the majority of his body on one of them, and when he rolls around in his sleep, he ends up having the majority of his body on all five of them, so therefore, they all become Tamei. Yarshin. Sofek Nidape Halein Tmeh. If the Zav was sleeping with wives on all five benches and all five couches, in such cases, possibly he turned over in his sleep and ended up laying down lengthwise on the couches or on the benches, so therefore may Sofek. They would become Tamei Mishkav Umoshav. Haya Moto Ashisha Kisoyos. If the Zav was laying down on six chairs, Shtei Yadav Asnayim, Shtei Raglav Asnayim, Rosh Al-Echad, Gufa Al-Echad. He had two hands on two chairs. His two feet on two chairs, his head on one chair, and his body on the sixth chair. Ain't Tame Elazesh and Takas Aguf. The only one of these chairs which would become a Mishkav Umoshav from the Zav would be the chair that is supporting the main part of his body, as that chair has the majority of the Zav laying down on it, so therefore that becomes Tame Mishkav Umoshav. The other chairs only have a small part of the body of the Zav on them, so therefore they don't have the majority of the Zav on them, and do not become Tamei Mishkav Umoshav. I made a snaky soap. The Zav is standing on two chairs, one foot on one chair, and the other foot on the other chair. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Rabbi Shimon said, if the chairs are distant from each other, then both chairs are torn, neither becomes Tamei Mishkav Umoshav, because his weight is evenly distributed on both chairs. You don't have the majority of the weight being supported by any one of the chairs. As opposed to, if the chairs were close to each other as possible, his weight shifted, and most of his weight was at one time on one chair, and maybe shifted another time, and most of his weight was on the other chair, so therefore, in such a case, both become Tamei Mishkav Umoshav. Masechet Zavim, Perek Daled, Mishnah Hey, Ezer Taliyah Zu Al Gav Zu. There are 10 talisim, one on top of the other. Yashen Agabe HaYoyna Kulan Tmen. His Zav sleeps on top of the top talis. All the talisim underneath the top talis also become Tamei Mishkav Umoshav, just like the top one. And even if there were 1,000 talis on one on top of the other, and there was a stone on top of them, and the Zav sat on that stone which was on top of the talisim, all the talisim would become Tamei Medrash. They all would become an Abatum. Hazav Bekaf Hasnayim, Mishkav Umoshav Kinnektum. The Zav is on one side of the balance scale, while there's a Mishkav Umoshav, a chair or a mattress on the other side of the balance scale. Kara Hazav Tahir. If the Zav is heavier than the Mishkav Umoshav, causing the Mishkav Umoshav to be suspended higher up than the Zav, in that case, the Mishkav Umoshav would not become Tumei Medrash, it would not become an Av HaTumah. Since it's higher up than the Zav, it's not as if the Zav was laying down or sitting down in the Mishkav Umoshav, so therefore it's tar from an Av HaTumah. It would be Tumei Hesed, it would become a regional Tumah, but it would not be an Av HaTumah or Tumah's Medrash. Karu Hang Tumei, but if the Mishkav Umoshav is heavier than the Zav, causing the Zav to be suspended higher up than the Mishkav Umoshav, because if the Zav was sitting or laying down on the Mishkav Umoshav, and the Mishkav Umoshav would become Tamei, it would be Tamei Medrash and Ava Tumah. Rabbi Shimon Aymer B'Yachidi Tamei Uben Merubin Tom Shein Echad Noyusei Ezrub. Rabbi Shimon says it depends how many Mishkav Umoshav are on the other side of the balance scale. If there is only one Mishkav Umoshav, one chair, or one mat. So in such a case, if the Mishkav Umoshav is heavier than the Zav, then it would become Tamei Medrash. It would be as if the Zav was sitting down, laying down on the Mishkav Umoshav. But if there was more than one chair, there was Merubim, more than one mattress, or more than one chair, In such a case, even if the Mishkan of Moshe was heavier than the Zav, it would be tar, because neither one of the Mishkan of Moshe is supporting most of the weight of the Zav. And since there's more than one, so we can't say that the weight of the Zav is being supported by any one of them, so therefore, they would be tar, they would not become tummy members.